Hi everyone. I just did my nails all on my own in quarantine, and I think they turned out all right, but I'm still learning. As you can tell by my name, I'm a huge fan of ASMR videos, and I wanted to share that experience with some of my fans. Especially when we're all cooped up like this, I figured it might be nice and relaxing. I recently got this gift from a fan, so I thought I'd make a little unboxing video. So, this is a toy from Bad Dragon, which you may know I'm already very fond of. I have two toys from them already, a large glyph and a large blaze. Now, this one here I've taken quite a few times. And he's very nice because he's skinny at the top, so it's easier to get started. But as you go further down, he gets thicker around the knot, which is a struggle to take sometimes, but it's a nice struggle. And you can see that in some of my other videos. On the other hand, I love the shape of this guy. He's the first one I got, and maybe I was a little too ambitious for my own good, but I don't think I've ever been able to take this one all the way. I mean, just look at how thick he is from the side. I can't even get my hand all the way around him. He's maybe twice as thick as my glyph. But I love the ridges and I love this little S shape. And my favorite part is right here. Something about the folds are so organic and somehow like hot to me. If you need something for comparison, he's about as thick as this wine bottle. In fact, maybe I'll measure them just so you can get an idea. So this one here is about, oh wow, like 8 or 9 inches. I'm starting to feel like I've been lied to. Almost every guy I've been with has said he's been 8 inches or more, but this is definitely bigger than all of them. But I guess it's good to know I could take it if the situation presented itself. Okay, so let's check how thick he is. Okay, so maybe like 5 inches around at the head. And then, oh wow, like 8 inches around the knot. So, not bad. Okay. So let's check this one out. He's about, okay, 8 inches in length, so a little shorter. And let's check it at the thickest part. Oh, about 10 inches in circumference, so he really is twice as thick as the glyph. So what I don't know is how big my new boy is. I don't even know what he looks like. He was a very generous gift from a fan, and he's supposed to be a large Apollo. I'm hoping he's somewhere sort of in between these two sizes, because it would be really nice to train on so I could try to work my way up to taking him. I made one special request, and that's for this toy to have a suction cup. The hard part is it's very hard to ride these on the floor without them being able to stick onto something. So I'm very excited for him. I know he's supposed to have some nice ridges that are going to feel very good, so I can't wait to open him. So here's my box. very big. You can see here it says it's from Jan Mulders, so it's very discreet. And I think we should open this foil and see what's inside. We can get that open. Nice. Okay. So it seems like they have it wrapped in some purple wrapping paper. Oh, they gave us a nice sticker. And then this wrap here. I'm gonna try to remove this as quietly as possible. Oh my gosh. Okay, we'll get this out of here. Oh, he really sticks to the table. So if I were to... Okay. Oh my gosh. I love the color. It's really beautiful. The other two I've had have been green, but this with like the sparkles in it, you can really make out all the detail. And you can see here... Oh my gosh. Ah! He's got a nice beveled base. So I was thinking when it had the suction cup on it that it would look more like this one, which is another one of my favorite toys where it's got this little base here. But it seems like it's built right in, and if I were to press it down, it's very sturdy, so I can pull up on it really hard. I don't think he's going to be very good training for this one. If anything, I think I'm going to have to train for this one with him. Like, if you just look at the difference in size of their heads, this is enormous. Just a quick measurement. Okay, so... he's 9 inches in circumference at the head, and this one's definitely less. I think we measured the head of this one. Yeah, about 7. So, right from the start, the head of this one is as thick as the thickest part of this one. So, I think I'm in a little bit of trouble. We can see. The thing that stands out to me the most from this is all of these ridges down the length of him. Assuming I can fit him all the way in, I think these are going to feel really good. And then similarly on the back here, He's got this really nice shape, and it's nice and tapered. So I think with enough determination, I might be able to get him in a little easier than maybe my large blaze. Ooh. Oh, I can barely fit both hands around this one. Guess there's only one way to find out. Let me move some furniture around and maybe we'll give this one a try. So, I figured there's no way I'm going to be able to take this without warming up first. So, I'm just gonna take a moment to get myself ready with him, and then I'm gonna try to give him a shot. So, I'll get this one nice and lubed up. Oh no. More lube. For just a second. Thank you.
pain really hurts. Oh my gosh. Oh my god. That's all I've got today. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm gonna have to work harder in the future.